law enforcement officers and students would process mock crime scenes at the outdoor research facility on Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office land. USF Professor Aaron Kimmerly says donated cadavers would depict the various conditions human remains are found in. Students now use plastic skeletons.
Bones take on the color of their environment. So they become the color of the soil. If there's leaves and vegetation, or, you know, if they're in a certain container, then that won't happen. If they're exposed to the sun, there's sun bleaching.
She says the bodies won't have a negative effect on the environment.
This will not contaminate water or the soil. It will not smell beyond the fencing and the exact spot that you're on. It will not negatively impact nearby residences.
So far, 33 people have volunteered to donate their bodies to USF after they die. Quincy Walters, WUSF 89.7 News.